When I got back to the hotel, dawn was beginning to break. I threw open the door to my room, and I was flabbergasted. I saw three queer-looking men, whom I had never seen before, rummaging about with a candle. My bed was upset, my clothes press was open, my little suitcase lay in the middle of the room, and my papers and manuscripts were scattered all over the floor. "What's all this?" I asked. "Who are you? What are you doing here?" I asked the fellow with the red whiskers and a blue wart on his nose.
"Let him see your knife, and he'll tremble in his boots,"
one of the trio said to the red one with the blue wart. Redbeard did not say a word. He just locked the door, stooped down, and pulling a long, sharp knife out of his boot, he waved it back and forth before my face from side to side and up and down like a magician.
"Want to know who we are? We're the town bandits. I was informed by one of the gang."
A swarthy fellow with a cataract in one eye, when he pronounced the word bandits,
"Gazlunam."
His good eye glared furiously, and he gritted his teeth like a murderer.
"Dienge! Davai, dienge!"
exclaimed the third member of the group, a tall man with a hoarse voice. He grabbed hold of my lapel and shook me like a palm branch. "Is it money you want?" I said. "Do you expect to get money from me? Where do I get money? God has spared me from it."
"You're lying,"
the creature with the cataract said to me.
"Better hand over all the money you've got this very minute, else say goodbye to everything. We're giving you 2 minutes to think it over and 1 minute to say your prayers."
To convince me that they were in dead earnest, Redbeard with the wart on his nose stepped up to me again, pumped his knife up and down and swung it to and fro in the manner of a lulav at the Hallel prayers on Sukkot.
"Why do you stand there like dummies? Tie him up. Where's the rope? Let's tie him up."
"Why go to all the trouble?" I spoke up. "Here, take all I've got, my purse and a few rubles in it, and let me go. What do you want with me? I'm a father of children, Kane O'Hara, 4 girls and 2 boys. The youngest isn't a month old." The three bandits talked things over among themselves in their thieves' jargon, counted the few rubles in my purse, and subjected me to the following cross-examination.
"Where are you from?"
"From Yehupitz."
"What's your name?"
"Sholem Aleichem."
Mistaking my name for the customary Yiddish greeting, they returned the compliment by saying, Aleichem Shalom. Adding, "Your name, please."
"Sholem Aleichem."
Aleichem Shalom. "We're asking you what they call you."
"Sholem Aleichem, that's what they call me."
"An odd name."
"What do you do?"
"I'm a writer."
"We're asking what you do. You're Parnosa."
"I am a writer."
"So, what do you write? Petitions or documents or denunciations?"
"I write articles and storybooks for Jewish children."
"Ah, in other words, you're a book vendor, an author."
"An author."
"So what are you doing here?"
"I've come to see Kasrilivki."
"Is that all?"
"That's all."
"No business whatsoever?"
"None."
"And you gone to some expense to come here?"
"I've gone to some expense, all right."
"What good does it do you?"
"It gives me something to write about."
"Write where?"
"In the papers."
"What papers?"
"Yiddish papers."
"Are they Yiddish papers?"
"What do you suppose?"
"What do they do with them?"
"They print them."
"Where do they print
them?" "In Warsaw."
"What are they good for?"
"For reading."
"Who reads them?"
"Jews."
"Does anybody pay you for writing?"
"Naturally."
"Now you're talking. What do you get for it? How much do you get for it? How much do you make a week? Do you smoke? Where are your cigarettes?"
I took out my cigarette case and passed it around.
"Is this silver?"
The bandit with the cataract asked me, weighing the cigarette case in his hand.
"Silver or base metal?"
"As base as they make them. Cost 30 kopecks," I replied, as we all lit our cigarettes.
"Where's your watch?"
The one-eyed chap called to me as he searched all my pockets.
"Haven't you got a watch?"
"I do have a watch," I said, "and a good one at that, a gold one. But it's in pawn in Yehupitz."
"That's a sin. We could have made good use of it just now. We need a gold watch in the worst way."
"Why do you need a gold watch so badly?" I inquired.
"A gold watch? Why, you can sell a gold watch," he explained, "and get good money for it."
"May the casket maker take him," the third bandit interfered. "A poor beggar, just like us. Good night," the bandit said as they made for the door.
"Next time you leave, you had better lock the door and don't depend on miracles from heaven or the honesty of the town's thieves."
Excuse us if we have troubled you.
Not at all, I rejoined. I'm only sorry you found so little. I was about to show them out.
When husky voice bandit put his finger to his lips and drawled out, Pasachin Shah!
At the same time, Redbeard with the wart whipped out his knife and waved it a few times back and forth in front of my face as if to say, if you breathe a word of this, your life is not worth a copper.